Dear guests, ladies and gentlemen, all the people who have gathered together in this lecture hall and everybody who is in front of the television screen and whoever is watching us through the internet, my name is Laszlo Orosz and I am working at the physics department, and I have the honor to greet you and to start this tonight's show. Today is September 28th, 2007. All around in Europe, all research institutes and universities are open, and so everyday people can get in and they can watch what the what these institutes are doing out of the money paid by taxes. And we are very happy that these ways we can approach the people and we can let people to know what we are doing. Physics is with us. If you would look at the mobile phone, the television, and all kinds of very many technical objects that are around our life, which has changed our life. And most of the time we cannot even imagine if how could we live without them. And if you get used to that, like the air, you won't really see, you won't really find its absence. But hopefully this technical background never becomes absent. So these types of meetings is very nice if the audience and gets close to us. And actually it seems that the distance between science and everyday life is getting far away. Whatever we see is what we can buy in shops. So if you want to find out what scientists are working about, and there has been a lot of changes over the couple of hundred years on the point of view of people, and this way of thinking has got pretty far away from everyday life. And these types of events would like to make a bridge between these distances. At the university, which is the University of Technical and Economical Sciences, Budapest University of Technical and Economic Sciences, which is 225 years old, there are lots of several types of lectures that are given for people. In this building, there is over 100 years of physics lecturing, and perhaps some of your parents or grandfathers have been sitting in these desks, and maybe afterwards learning a lot about physics, they became good engineers or perhaps even businessmen afterwards. And hopefully the knowledge that they have obtained made them successful in their life. In this night, during this night, there are three parts of this event, as you would have seen on internet and on advertisements. You would have seen there are three basic parts. One very spectacular and amusing part, which shows the details of physics to get acquainted with all the very funny and very exciting laws of physics. And we try to provide typical and simple experiments that are very useful to show the details of physical laws. And there are some basic laws which are good to understand, and once you know them, then you can build up even more complicated.
Tanszéki mérnökünk fog önöknek bemutatni, látnak itt a relikviák, mint egy bűvész mutatványnál elő vannak készítve. A cím az, hogy nem élhetünk fizika nélkül, ez a teljes cím az egész műsorsorozatunknak, hogy így mondjam. És zárójelbe azt írtuk, hogy kísérletek képetek
nélkül.
Hát valóban kísérletek képetek nélkül lesznek, de képetek azért fölintunk a táblára. Nem azért, hogy ezt bárkitől is számunk hogy megértse, már egy középiskolástól elvárható, hogy bizonyos
képetek.
Azt akarunk csak ezzel demonstrálni. Igaz, hogy a fizikai kísérleteket lehet képetek nélkül bemutatni.
It's possible to show some experiments without formulae, but the understanding is impossible without these
formulae. Since Galileo Galilei, the language of nature is mathematics.
So most of the books, all the books about nature are written about using mathematics. And this is the way physics became an exact science. On the blackboard you could see lots of all these laws and all these pictures which are connected to the basic issues of these experiments shown at this event. And all these laws have some roots in microphysics, and hopefully all the young people sitting in this audience will be happy to learn this in the future, and afterwards we will learn about the second two other parts of this event, and please stay with us, and we would like to wish have a nice time during these events, these experiments, and hopefully you will stay until the end to see it, until the second part, and to see the